A Dave and Han short. A Dave and Han short. A Dave and Han short. A Dave and Han short.
And we're on. Welcome.
A Dave and
Hello.
Han short.
Adjust my mic a bit.
Ew.
Dave and Han short.
Well, here we are. I'm Dave.
And I am Han.
And I'm not sure what we're doing, but it's not a regular episode of our critically acclaimed Dave and Han Show podcast.
Award-winning.
It won how many Tonys? I don't know.
Tonys and Bennetts.
Okay. Now you know what's in store for this thing here.
No idea.
I assume it's going to be a lot shorter than the actual podcast. We have nothing prepared, nothing planned. We don't even know what this is. But here we are, yeah?
Yes. Welcome to another first
time.
Oh,
I know. This could be like a extra.
Yep.
Because we didn't really talk about it because it was my parting thought.
Okay.
Episode 11.
I mentioned
Jim Gaffigan. Should we talk about Jim Gaffigan a bit?
Yes, please.
We didn't have the opportunity during our most recent episode. But what's up with Jim Gaffigan, eh?
He is really a good comedian.
A comic comedian?
He's very professional. He's very smooth and polished.
We live in Toronto, and we saw him perform in concert a week ago or so, or whatnot.
Yeah, 22nd?
I don't think 20th. The number matters, really.
21st.
He performed in Toronto at Massey Hall, and I went in expecting that fellow to show up and make me laugh, and I got like four times that.
He's really good. From the very beginning, he had everyone in tears and
dead,
and he killed everyone. Yeah, it was a slaughter.
And I heard, you know, I once spent a week scouring the internet for clips of all his stuff, and it was pretty long. How long was it actually?
It was like a little over
90 minutes.
Yeah,
or?
It was a bit over an hour.
Okay, so over an hour, and it was completely new, original stuff.
New material. Although I will say, I did mention at the time that some of his jokes, or some of the sentiments of his jokes, I guess,
are
some
racist.
Of the material. On top of that, he tweeted the like little thoughts that developed into real jokes, I guess. So if you follow his Twitter, you can get a preview.
Are you ruining this? Like what? So you're saying that it was mostly his tweets, just in an act?
It was. I had my iPhone with me. And
what was one of his tweets that was in the show?
Do you want to know what it's like to have a fourth child? Imagine you're drowning and someone throws you a fourth baby.
Well, no.
Someone
the
throws
joke
you a baby.
Was, yeah, thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Sorry. I can't even do it because
because you're not Jim Gaffigan.
I know. Jim Gaffigan is
Jim
Gaffigan,
Han Gaffigan.
And he's really good. He is a super funny guy.
Yes, we recommend Jim Gaffigan for all your comedic needs.
And Dave brought this up, and I thought also it was kind of neat that he came back for an encore. Like, everyone was clapping, and after, like, you know, 20 seconds, he came back on, and he gave us, like, his bacon bits and his bacon bit.
It was pretty obscene, actually.
No, but
we were pretty close up, and they were right jingling around in our face.
It's really funny because he, I mean, apart from it being really funny, you could tell he's done it, like, so many times. He just, like, it rolled right out of his mouth, as it were. It just, like, poured out.
And then he said Hot Pockets.
Then he said, he just threw it out there. Cause
which
he
is one of his signature.
Yeah.
He has, in his original or earlier stuff, he went on a crazy diatribe. Is that the right word?
Diet.
About Hot Pockets?
Yeah.
Like, how funny they are as a product. Okay, so Jim, eh? So, on a scale from 1 to 10, how do we rate Jim's comedy efforts?
I can't imagine it have been better. I don't know how it could be better. I would give
him
a 10.
You're right. Well, no, I'm going to give him a 9.9. Because remember, we just noted there was one part where he was slightly weaker than the rest of it, which is like, just for reference, take Robin Williams, multiply him by 25 million. That was Jim at his slightly weaker than the rest of his stuff, which was so good point, for like 2 minutes.
But which part was that? Do you remember?
I said it earlier. What okay. was it?
I don't recall, but yeah.
Don't make me...
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, no,
He is hilarious. The show was... Like, when I say it's way better than I expected, it sounds like I didn't expect much. No, I expected the same stuff I saw online, and it was just pleasantly so much even more. It's just nonstop. Just everything he said was funny. He wasn't necessarily saying a punchline. It was just his comedic observations and his...
Delivery,
yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, just imagine you're laughing really hard for like a bit over
an
hour.
Is this the weird gay for Jim Affigan? What's his name? Gaffigan episode?
Jim Affigan?
He's African-American, let's put it out there. Which is ironic, because he is the whitest man you'll ever see. Like, Frosty the Snowman is like, whoa, too white.
Right.
We're not going to put this online, right?
Sorry, I thought I was going to make a comment, but now I realize I won't. Yeah, it just reminded me something about his show, and it's escaped my mind, because I was trying to get something else.
Check, please.
Anonymous scratching.
What else, eh? Well, I'm just going to whip up my... I'm going to whip
Ew,
out my...
No. I'm turning away.
Because I also said, like, let's see what we couldn't include, you know, because of the demand was too high for our time. It's not in this file. Hon, entertain us for a moment while I look this up.
Well, I had a time to hate, but having thought about it, maybe I don't hate it so much. But this is kind of like a time to point out.
Well, time to point
I go
out.
I go to this certain eatery, and it's like cafeteria style. There are tables...
Can you name this place?
Fasaro's.
Don't name it.
Okay. Unsubscribe. You
undescribe.
Done.
I'm familiar with Fasaro's.
Okay, yeah.
Or as I call it, Fuckaroos.
And so it's like a cafeteria. There are tables, but you're not waited upon, really. You go through, I don't know, what do you call that thing? The queue?
Entrance.
You go to the lineup, and then you go through a queue, and someone takes your order, and you take a tray.
It's a lineup.
They give you a tray of food, and yeah.
It's a typical, like, self-servery type restaurant.
Except they make the thing for you. You say
like
what
Subway.
You want. Yeah, like
you
Subway.
Go and you make your order, they make it, and then you go pay. Quiznos.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Sears. They're all the same.
Sears is not like that.
Okay, you're right.
Anyway, one of the things that bugs me is that when the place is busy, sometimes there are people who are like, they take a couple tables, put them together, and put their coats on it, and they're reserved, and they get in line. And to me, that's a very rookie mistake, because Vassaros has a very high turnover, so there's no reason to do that. You're just inconveniencing other people who might be needing those tables right at that moment. By the time you get through that line, which takes like 10, 20, 15 minutes...
When this situation is occurring, where is the lineup till? Like, when are the people who just reserve their seats entering the line? Are they, like, at the door? Are they past the door? Are they halfway between the order thing and the door? Where are we talking?
I feel like if there's, you know, I don't know, it's a gray area, you know, there's... But if there's a certain number of people in line, like 10, 15 minutes worth of people, you can try to just guess the mate.
Well,
there's no need to reserve
the
tables.
I've gone there many times. The line has never been 15 minutes. It's a fast-moving line, generally.
Okay.
It's never been 15 minutes. Are you on crack or cocaine?
Well, it could be long.
A long line of cocaine?
I don't think you've ever... I'm not sure that you've measured the time. I've been there, like, once a week... For the past...
Week.
Every week for the past, you know...
2 weeks.
7 years. And
this
it
is
can
our
get pretty long.
This is our boringest podcast.
Okay, well... Yeah? I was just trying to describe the time to hate that I recently had, but having thought about it...
It's not a time to hate. It's a time to... What'd you call it?
Describe. Unsubscribe.
A time to ponder, whatever
time
you said.
Time to ponder?
No. How drunk are we when we can't remember what you
time
said?
Time to contemplate?
Time to know. Make a fuss about?
Time to point out.
Yes.
Which is that people don't need to reserve tables.
So you're... No, you're hating it.
I do hate it, I guess.
So you're not just pointing it out.
I do hate it. I just feel like those people are like, oh, someone's going to take my table. I better reserve it.
No, I don't know what you just did there, but there should be a rule you can't do that. You can't reserve a table and then go into line. That should
okay.
be the rule.
Okay, so you agree?
136%.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I feel. Because it happens a lot where, like, especially when it's, like, a big group of people and it's like, okay, guys, come on.
But what can you do, though? Let's try to make action out of dissidents.
What? Just what you could do is you could just sit there. And take
no, but
it.
That's an awkward. Like they can't. You know. Yeah. Like you'll probably be done by the time they. But like, what can you do?
Well, I guess you can... you confront them. Like you're standing for tray. There's no seats, and you're like, "What the hell, man? I need to sit."
You could tell the staff, "I now want to sit down. There's this reserved seats, but nobody's there.
You need to get them involved. They don't want to get involved, man.
But they're." You're paying them, so they should help you out as you need. Okay, let's see what... Anyways, that's a time to set straight. What was it called?
Time to point out.
Meow.
So what was all... I was talking, and you wanted to be get ready something. So is that thing ready now?
Bookie look.
What's your bookie look?
My bookie look... Actually, I started a new book since...
IQ 84?
Someone napping?
That 1622?
Was like 12 bookie looks ago. The bookie look that I had at the time was Agent 6. And...
Who is that?
It is... It's the third... of a series of books set in Russia in the 1950s to the 1980s about some sort of KGB secret police guy who originally in the first book solved a serial killer thing and then blah blah blah, and they're all pretty good, and the final book Agent 6 is pretty good. I should mention the author in this. Tom Rob Smith. Whatever, the book's called Agent 6. Fucking look it up, you fucking lazy bastard. Sorry, Mom and
so
Ryan.
So that's it?
Ryan.
It's a good book?
It's a good book. But here's the interesting thing to note is...
I hope so.
The Agent 6... The first time Agent 6 is mentioned is at 85%.
So you don't even hear about him in the first two books?
No. 85% of the final book, the phrase Agent 6 comes up. And in the book description, it says, like, who is Agent 6? But basically, the entire book, up until near the end, it's not even mentioned anything about an Agent 6. Like, the number 6 isn't even in the book. Like, it skips all page numbers with 6. No. It's just
so
weird.
It's only the cover that gives it away. It's like
it doesn't give it away either. Because
there's
like,
an Agent 6 in here somewhere. Like,
it's just so weird that that's the title. It could have been called like Red Murder. I don't know.
It will be
Anyways,
blood.
It's a good. It's a good book. Should we even talk about that? No, let's not. We'll save that for our next one. And there's two other things here. The parting thought from last time, I said to check out Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
But my backup, in case we already talked about Jim Gaffigan, I can tell you now, even though I told you at the time after we recorded, my backup parting thought was to get a bird. I'm a bird lover. I have a parrot. I had some other birds in the past. And birds are great friends, especially parrots. They live like 50 plus years, so they're in for the long haul.
Do you have a bird now?
Do I have a bird now? You know if I have a bird now.
I know, but why don't you tell the listeners?
I have a blue front Amazon named Simon. I've had him for 13 years. I got him when he was like 7-8 weeks old, and I hand fed him for the first few weeks. He's a nice little fella.
So, 13 years, so what is he? Is he middle-aged, old-age?
Well, they live 50 to 75 years. 75 years is like a nice, long life. Probably, you know...
75?
Yeah, is like...
Holy cow.
Is, you know, like a human living to 95 to 100. It's like unlikely, but not impossible.
So it's possible he could outlive you.
And birds are fun fellas. They well, have
yeah, they're
they
smart.
Talk. They kind of understand. They're kind of smart. They don't have to be walked.
But you have to change
they poop
their
a
paper.
Lot. Is that well?
What's their diet?
In theory,
like?
Yeah. Well, this one eats just these pellets I buy at the pet store. That's it. I'm gonna cough. Maybe should
here's
do
the
this
thing
for
about
this
birds.
Loud
do they
cough?
Need to like? What's Oops. Their exercise situation?
They don't need any.
Did you turn your mic back on?
Yes. Am I giving charts?
Yep.
Hello, Lucy.
They don't need any energy. What? They don't need exercise?
No. Do they? Have I been abusing Simon for years?
So, is he flight capable?
No. Well, actually, don't tell him this, but he is. He doesn't know it. Basically, I've generally kept his wings clip, which means there are two
what?
Or three of his longest feathers are the like the ones that allow him to actually take flight without them.
And you keep stealing from them while he's sleeping?
No. We get him clipped at a vet. Or not a vet, at a pet store. Or
which
the breeder
means they
originally.
Cut the actual feathers off?
Yeah, they just basically cut him in half? Or no, somewhere... Yeah, they're cut somewhere. And without
so if
them,
he were to keep those feathers...
But he now has them. He's had them for a few months.
What? Why are you doing this?
Well, because I just haven't had a chance, really, to get him clipped again.
Oh, okay. So it's but, possible he could just fly.
Yeah. He has to kind of learn. He has to fall down a number of times. And then whenever he does fall, he flaps his wings. And then normally... It doesn't help and he falls down. But if he fell a lot of times...
With the long wings? With the unclipped?
Yeah, he would, like, slowly go, wait, this is working a bit. Then he'd fall. And a few more of those, he'd probably figure it out.
Huh.
So
you're keeping him captive.
I'm trying to sell the idea of birds. Not turning to a Red
horrific.
Cross story.
Yeah.
Birds are great. You can, like... Fond like they generally attach to one person, and then you can like fondle them and kiss them and tickle them and lick them and whatever you want to do. And actually, they like that. They need someone to kind of groom their feathers so you can get all intimate.
Is this all specific to
just keep it above board?
This type of parrot, or is it all,
no, all
most
of them,
birds?
All of them. Basically, all the birds. Actually,
is your bird like a songbird? Does he sing in the mornings and stuff like that?
Well, when he takes a shower, he usually
takes a shower.
No, I'm joking.
What kind of?
No, I'm joking. It's not a song. He just in the early years he'll pick up a lot of phrases and words.
What? Now he's like too old to learn those things.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he doesn't. It's still possible. I guess you can. You know the phrase, you can't learn an old trick, new dogs? What does it go?
Reservoir Dogs in the door?
Yeah. I'm done with the bird conversation. So, anyways,
what?
Just consider
Why?
Birds for a pet. Like, let's see how they're better than dogs. You don't have to take them outside and blah, 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 and do all that exercise. And
yeah, Christmas time, you have a, you know, backup.
Yeah. What? And then they're better than cats because they actually interact with you instead of hate you and plan your murder. And they're better than goldfish because you can hold them. And they're better than lions because they won't eat you. So, here's one other thing. This is the last of the neglected... How are we?
We have lots of time.
Oh my god, I felt like 40 minutes. We're at 18. Which is good for a mini thing. And then after this, we're just going to go nuts. We're going to just fucking go crazy. We're going to start making up shit, inventing new things.
Okay, but just go with your flow, Mo.
There's going to be something called intimate question. Okay, my skeptical blather is, and we have a connection to this.
Uh-oh.
Applied kinesiology.
Applied kinesiology. All right, tell me about it.
Applied kinesiology was a degree you could take at University of Waterloo.
Yes.
We both went to University of Waterloo. which is a kind of a nerd university. Would that be accurate?
It's an engineer's university, so that's full of
and
nerds.
And computer science. What do you mean engineer? You just took engineering?
Okay, computer science.
But it was one
too.
Of the only, I understand, universities kind of either in Canada or North America that at the time, but it was like not that long ago, we're not that old, that had an applied kinesiology degree. So, from what I understood, my roommate in first year was taking that, and from what I understood, it was like, ooh, all like sciencey and like sports medicine, something with sports injuries.
Yeah, I thought it was just like phys ed degree.
But, apparently...
What?
Am I about to shatter your dreams?
You are, because I also like, you know, hung out with kinesiology people. And I thought they were just doing
body science. It's a pseudoscience.
What?
It's like chiropractic. What's it called? Cryogenic. What word am I trying to say?
Chiropractic.
Yes. Meets chi and energy flow.
What?
Meets, yeah, okay.
Does
so
chi, how can, let's, chiropractic hold on. Already, let's you're instruct treading on
our,
very...
Let's instruct our listeners to... To now open up the Skeptics Dictionary.
Or the app.
Yeah, the app. The Skeptics Dictionary app. And let's look it up and I'll do a little bit of reading here. So, kinesiology.
That blows my mind.
I'm going to read it out.
So wait, does There's UW no rules still on this offer episode. The degree? Or are you
we'll check
get to
that in a moment. Okay. Applied kinesiology is a diagnostic method created by blah, blah, blah. According to blah, 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 it is a system that evaluates structural, chemical, and mental aspects of health using manual muscle testing and other standard methods of diagnosis. So far, sounds legit. However, Goodhart and his followers unite chiropractic with traditional Chinese medicine, among other things. Not only do they accept the notion of qi and the meridians of acupuncture, they posit a universal intelligence of the spiritual nature running through the nervous system.
Are you serious?
Yes. They believe that muscles reflect the flow of qi and that by measuring muscle resistance, one can determine the health of the body organs.
How is this? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's like basically mishugana. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Actually, mishugana, I think, is a noun. Like, if you're a mishuga, you're a mishugana.
Oh, I see. So there's kinesiology, but there's also applied kinesiology, which is totally junk.
And it was definitely UW had applied kinesiology.
That's right? Crazy.
Yeah, so I guess we're both like going through this terror phase right now where we realize what we thought was a respected degree at our university was some sort of sham.
Oh my God. So.
That's it for Skeptical Blather.
So, wait, was that guy Canadian?
Blathering the internet since 2011.
Wow. My world's been blown.
Han got blown in this episode.
He's still alive, that guy. Go kill him. Oh no, sorry, he died.
A bit harsh. Done. What's next, Han?
I don't know.
Okay, let's play. Let's fill the time right now with. I'm thinking number between 1 and 10. What is it?
7.
Nope. It was 2.
Was I supposed to look at you and?
No, whatever. Just to say a number. Okay, Han. You can't be doing this while we're doing a podcast.
No, I'm looking up topics, Goofus.
What do you mean you're looking up topics? Topics of what?
Okay, should I do another Time to Hate? I can have another one.
Do it. We're just filling shit.
Or I could do In My Society.
Choose whatever you want.
No, I want you to choose one.
Okay, I want you to do a Time to Hate.
Yeah, those are always more fun, eh? You know what I hate is when... I think this is also not controversial.
Okay, do the other one. What?
What?
Go on.
Is that this happens a lot, especially downtown Toronto, traffic, driving. Very easy to pick out something you hate in traffic. But my particular time to hate is I see every day, all the time, it happens especially at this major intersection downtown Toronto, Spadina and King West in particular.
If you're keeping track,
it's a huge, it's a big intersection. There's like two lanes. Well, how's the lane system work? It's four lanes, but there's also like two on each side, and then there's also the...
What the hell are you going on about?
Actually, you're right. There's three on each side.
I didn't say anything.
And there's three on each side, and there's the streetcar lanes. So that's like an eight-lane thing.
Welcome
and then
the
other
Han
side
hour.
Is two and two.
Four.
So four total, I guess. But always what happens is the light will start changing.
Do you hit the number system?
People are you know, because there's lights not too far, the cars will... It'll be a green light, and cars will be stopped in the intersection because they're stuck there. They think they could have gone, and they're just stuck there. And then the light turns yellow, and someone else goes into the intersection thinking, okay, I'm still going to make it. And then they don't, of course, because the traffic has not moved. They've now committed themselves to the middle of the intersection, and they're blocking traffic in the other directions.
So you hate people
who think, oh,
who
well,
get
I'm
stuck
just gonna...
in an intersection and block the opposite.
But it's so obvious to
not
everyone.
Opposite, perpendicular?
It's fairly obvious, I think. Well, maybe not to them, but I think it must be obvious to them that, like, they're causing huge traffic for everyone else. You know,
well, we have, I don't know about other cities, but we have these do not block intersection zones, right? With the kind of the diagonal grid of yellow lines.
Well, those are... No, that's the two-way... That's the crosswalk.
No, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Those are the two-way...
No. There are intersections where if you do that, you can get a huge fine and ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? That should be done...
There are certain intersections that
That should
have,
be done in Spadina and King West.
Like, basically the entire crossing intersection part, that square, has...
The hatch marks.
Diagonal grid.
I've seen that at, like, Bloor and Yonge.
Yeah, it's not... has nothing to do with the all-crossing thing. It has
the all-cross.
Unrelated to pedestrians. This is a... If you are caught in that situation, there's a huge fine. I guess in ones that aren't like that, there isn't a huge fine. It's just, sorry.
Well, there should be.
There's
in
a
most
reason I did the Asian accent. What? Sorry, what?
Sorry. Oh, so sorry.
I know.
That's my Asian imitation.
Or you can just speak freely, whatever.
Oh, so sorry.
Is it 3:07 in the morning?
No, 2:07.
Did your watch say 3:07?
Nope.
It should, though.
We didn't have daylight savings.
What else, eh? We're free-balling here, right?
Ill.
Free-rolling.
I say ill a lot, but I'm really not that disgusted.
If anyone likes the testicles, it's Han. I'll tell you that right now.
I like being around.
Can you think of a number between 1 and 10? No.
What?
That I have to guess. I know it starts with an S.
Okay, go ahead.
So guess I know that. It's either 2, 6, or 7. Get it? Because one of them wasn't an S. It's 4, I know. Anyways.
Nope.
I mean 11, sorry.
No.
6.
You said between 2 and 10, didn't you?
It's and 5, you guessed 11? For F's sake.
It's going to be the last number you guess.
It's 7, 9.
No.
3!
I told you it's going to be the last number you guess.
Well, how will you know when that's going to be? You never know if I could guess again. You mean in my life, or...?
Of the options, without repeating.
Okay, so 6.
No.
What's the range? 2 and 10? 10.
No!
I said every number.
No, you didn't.
9.
No, you said 9.
I'm saying it again. Okay, 9.
No.
2.
It's not 9.
4.
No, you said 4. 4 was like your first guess.
6!
No. Fuck. Can you go through every even number?
8.
It's 8.
I said 8!
Uh-uh.
Right now I did. Wow, we need better segments than guess the number.
The worst part of that is, like, it pushed another segment out of my mind that I had just come up with.
If it pushed another segment out of your mind, I think it was a good thing.
That's the thing about my memory these days.
Well, we're done, I guess. Thanks for listening, Ryan and my mom.
What? We're done?
Is there something going on with Ryan and my mom? Okay. I have an idea. We're going to pause it for a second.
Can you do that?
And
we could always just edit it.
Can you pause it, actually? And we're back.
Hello.
I have just two little things to do before we end this, apparently. Number one, I had a problem. I could never spell the word diarrhea. Every time I wanted to type the word diarrhea somewhere, I did not know how to spell it, and I had to look it up. Like, every
and
single
then
time.
You had
this
diarrhea.
Happened 50 times, say, in my life. Okay? Then, last week, or the week before, I committed to learn how to spell it.
How many occasions do you have to type it out?
50, say. A lot of times, okay? Okay, so now I'm going to spell the word diarrhea from my memory.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, because I'm going to spell it right. Ready? D-I-H.
D-I-H?
D-I-A, sorry. T-I-A.
What? You don't even know
R-R.
Wait.
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Yes.
Baby! Yeah! And the other thing is, I have a surprise fakie five.
Surprise me.
Now, it's not really a fakie five. It's more of a altered five.
Altered five.
These are, and you might get this. I'm looking at the top ranked websites by traffic in the United States. So, I'm going to say four of the top five, and I'm going to substitute six as one of them.
Okay.
So, it's...
As one of them, not necessarily the fifth one.
Yeah, one of them.
So, it could be one, six, three, four,
yes,
five,
exactly.
Whatever.
So you have to guess basically the one that's not part of the top five.
Yeah.
Number one, Google. Number two, is there like I'm just thinking, is there like a time frame here? Let's assume it's recent.
Okay.
It's current? I don't know.
Current.com?
Number one, Google. Number two, Facebook. Number three, YouTube. Number four, Wikipedia. And number five, Amazon.com.
What?
That's the only one that has .com on it.
Those got to be all in the top five.
Number one, Google. Number two, Facebook. Number three, YouTube. Number four, Wikipedia. Number five, Amazon.com.
And this is by traffic.
Yes.
Whew. This is like a nerd alert and in my society all in one. No.
In my internet?
In my internet. So I think Google has to be, yes, definitely they are getting so many incredible hits. How would the internet function without Google? Could you imagine a day without Google?
I'm going to give you a hint.
It's not Google. Okay, number two was Facebook.
I'm surprised that number six was not higher.
Yeah, okay.
So like, it's like almost the way it should be.
Okay, number two, what you said was Facebook.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there are many teenagers spamming Facebook all the time, updating posts, fingering and poking. Wait,
whoa!
What? Wait. Number three was YouTube.
Yep.
Definitely lots of hits. I can see that. Yeah. Number four was
Wikipedia.
Definitely used a lot. However, Wikipedia is kind of funny because it does come up for a lot of Google hits, but also, are people really using it that much? Like, I feel like it's something, one of those things that only intellectuals really use. And how often do you use it during a day? Like,
the source of this, by the way, is Alexa. You know Alexa?
Alexa, yeah. So you're saying they're a little biased?
No, I think they somehow measure
very accurate
hits, right? Or something? Not music hits.
Okay, and the last one is Amazon. Amazon is like the tricky one because I feel like that is definitely. Oh, you're saying not .ca and .co. .uk.
I'm saying that it's the only one.
I say Wikipedia.
Damn it! That's right.
Yes, maybe.
Now, bonus points.
If I can figure out what number five really was.
It was number four. Number five is Amazon.com. I replaced number four with Wikipedia, which is number six. What was the original number four?
The original number four. I'm tempted to say Yahoo or MSN. MSN.
Yahoo.
Oh.
Where is MSN? Wow, it's number 13.
Oh, MSN is not as popular as I thought.
We'll end this as I list the top 20. Ready?
I can't believe
Google, Facebook, YouTube, Yahoo, Amazon.com, Wikipedia, then eBay, Twitter, Craigslist, Blogspot, LinkedIn, Windows Live, MSN, Go, Bing, CNN, PayPal, ESPN, AOL, and Netflix.
That's really
good night, everybody.
No. We can have a little nerd alert. I want to talk about this because it's really funny. Like, Microsoft has like four of those guys, but they're all like, if they combined them, they would have had like number two or three. But for whatever reason, Microsoft decides, oh, let's just split it up. We'll have one for each. But I guess that's fine for them. They don't want to. They really are different services. Why? You just don't want. Whenever I talk, it's like not worthwhile. It's time to end the show.
Are we done?
You have no comments. You just don't want to talk anymore.
Are we done? Only you can end this.
Only you can stop the David Hunt show. Alright, fine. Fuck it.